Yeah. What's up, everyone? This is DJ Quest One with the Dry Podcast. And thank you for listening to the last episode. I know I haven't been on lately, been busy. Just started my own business, you know, getting everything together and registering my business and, you know, making sure everything's legit. And I've been wanting to do this for a long time, and it's just now dawns on me, you know. And you live and learn in this life, and I'm taking this business class every Monday at UH. And let me tell you, it's work. You know, having a business plan, you know, your funnel, your SWOT analysis, your internal analysis, your gross margin, your overhead, like everything is all in there. And I'm pretty excited about it, you know, just something different, something in a different direction. Of course, I'm not making any money yet, but you know, it's a start. With everything, there's a seed, it's got to grow, and then you got to plant it, and then you got to put some water on it, and then it starts growing, right? Hope everyone's had a good month, had a good April month. You know, I got a couple of things done, like I said, going to school, and it's May now. Has this year gone by fast or what? We're already in the fifth month of 2024, y'all. This episode, I want to talk about the tell of the tape, Canelo versus Jaime Munguia. Okay, this is going on tomorrow, May 4th, and the Alvarez is 33 years old, Munguia is 27, Alvarez is 5'8", Munguia is 6 feet, his reach is 70 and a half for Alvarez, and Munguia's is 72. Record is 60-2 for Alvarez, 43-0 for Munguia. KOs, 39 KOs for Alvarez, 34 KOs for Munguia. And the odds are -550 for Alvarez and +385 for Munguia. So Munguia is the underdog. Did y'all see that with De La Hoya, you know, calling out Alvarez? I wonder if that's even... if it's even like staged so they can make more money, you know, like behind the scenes, they're like, well, you know, by the way, let's talk shit to each other so that way we can make more money, right? I'm gonna play it real fast to see if you guys have seen it. De La Hoya, he addresses Canelo, and let's hear what he has to say.
To Jaime Munguia, my sole purpose in this promotion is to support Jaime, an undefeated, incredible talent who deserves a stage and spotlight at this point of his career. However, I would be remiss if I didn't respond to the man I used to promote. He seems to have trouble remembering who helped him become a true global star. To be clear, I have nothing but respect for Canelo Alvarez as a fighter. His record and abilities speak for themselves. But he has spent much of the last 2 months insulting me rather than promoting this fight. So I'll make it a little bit easier for him. Yes, I have faced a lot of challenges in my life. Yes, I've been to rehab several times. Yes, there were some really low points in my life. And yes, there were times that work was not my priority based on my mental health, which I had neglected for so long. But that doesn't change the fact that Golden Boy built Canelo Alvarez, period. The company you fought under for decades has always had one name, and it's mine. So put some fucking respect on it. As for Jaime, he has always dared to be great, just as he's this Saturday night. And this serves as a bit of a full circle for him. Remember when Jaime was 21 years old,
Okay, so I had to cut it off. So he pretty much saying that, you know, he did have a drug problem, and he's banning up to it. Now, I don't know what the problem is with Canelo. I know that he stole, you know, supposedly Oscar De La Hoya stole millions from him. But come on, man, you're still rich at the end of the day, and you're one of the richest boxers in Mexico of all time. So why are you still mad and throwing that grudge on him? I mean, you focus on your fighter. Don't be focusing on De La Hoya unless it's all a show and they're doing it so that way there'll be a rematch in there somewhere and the drama will grow. You know, people like drama. So I know drama sells, and that's one thing Mayweather was good at, was making drama. And at the end of the day, he's like, he's a great fighter. I have so much respect for him. You know, like, I don't know if you noticed, every time Mayweather would promote, and then afterwards he'd be like, he's a great fighter. By the way, you know, he's a great fighter. Every fighter he fought was a great fighter. So it's like, okay, but he sold it. He was a good marketing genius guy. So I think that Canelo's going to beat him. I think Canelo will beat him, and it's going to be interesting to see if Munguia is even going to last with him. Because Munguia is still green. He does have 43 fights, but just because you have 43 fights doesn't make you that experienced, because I'm not sure who he fought that he beat. I know he fought Verochenko, and then he fought Ryder, a couple other fighters, but not any of them really stick out to break, oh, man, he fought this guy. He's really good, you know? So we're going to see where that's going to go from now on. You know, we're going to see what the fight's going to go. Changing subject, I want to talk about Garcia and the PEDs. Where do I start? So supposedly he took PEDs, but there's three tests that they're doing, right? The three tests that they did, one of them was tested positive for twice enhancing drugs. So he's denying that he took any type of steroid. They're going to look at it. If he is guilty for what he got, or what if him taking those enhanced drugs, it'll be a non-contest on his record, meaning that Haney would still be undefeated. I saw the fight. I had Haney winning. I was like, you know what? Haney's good. I mean, he beat Lomachenko. Lomachenko is a great champion, and he looked lost. By the seventh, eighth round, they were both winded, to tell you the truth. They weren't, like, you know, whenever you see top shape people, I had the reverb, could probably hear it echoing a little bit. They tend to not be tired by then, maybe the ninth, tenth round, but they were just going at it, and they were winded by the seventh, eighth round. So I didn't see Haney going down so many times. It was crazy. So if he did cheat, that's really a blow for his career, because they're going to call him a cheater. We all know what happened to the Astros. Everyone hates the Astros. I see it in social media, the Trashtros, the Lastros, the so on and so on. But yet Boston cheats, and they don't call it. The Yankees cheat, and they don't call it. So if you're in PEDs, that's not cheating? So anyone that won the World Series that were on steroids, they weren't cheating? But they got caught, right? You get caught, you get tarnished. You know, and a lot of people feel like, well, they beat the Dodgers and it wasn't fair and blah, blah, blah. Come on, man. You know, I knew that they had some type of balls that they just kept going out of there, but so many home runs were hit. They were juicing the balls. Come on, man. That's cheating too. So you can't sit there and tell me like, oh, they're the ones to blame. They're bad. Like, they've been waiting for so long that you guys, whoever, let's just say fans that are not Astros fans, hate them because they keep winning. Just like the Lakers when they were winning. Just like the Spurs when they were winning. Just like Yankees when they were winning. Everyone hated them, right? So now it's the tables have turned. The Yankees aren't winning like they used to be in the 90s and early 2000s. They haven't won. They haven't won a pennant in so long. So, of course, there's going to be people hating. And most of them, I'm calling in now, are Dodger fans and Yankee fans. Those are both really big cities. So the majority are from California and from New York. That's the majority of the people hating. Some from Dallas. I know that Dallas doesn't, you know, the Rangers, they don't like the Astros. But it is what it is. Going back to Garcia, I'm shifting back to Garcia. I think if he does take the second test that they're going to test and he's negative, then he's clear. If he's saying he doesn't know that he had taken these PEDs. So we're going to see. Also, in other news, this country gave $61 billion to Ukraine and Israel. Question, can I raise my hand? Actually, I'm going to speak now. How you give $61 billion and this country is broke? I'm still pulling my hair on this. How is that possible? That's like going to Walmart and saying, you know what? Give me this lawnmower. Give me these bikes. I'll pay you later. Like, what? Are you serious? They're going to tell you no, right? You, how much money do you have? I have $50. Well, you can't get that lawnmower. It's $100 and something dollars. What about the bike? That's $70. Well, can I get something? That's the way I see it. That's the way I interpret it. You give money to a country who's not in NATO, right? And I don't like speaking politics, but what's wrong is wrong. You vote the bill to give them more funding, which is already, I think, I don't know, $100 billion that they've been given, right? And this country's messed up. How is that justifiable? You got homeless people. You got addicts in the street. You got gang violence in Chicago, New York. Well, not New York, L.A. And you have the border is just a mess. How you fix that? It ain't got nothing to do with Trump. It ain't got nothing to do with Biden. How you fix that? It's the people in office. Well, Biden is the president, right? That he say he won. All these people voted for him, right? You got people coming over the border. And I'm not saying going over the border is wrong, but come here the right way. And I know they're seeking asylum and blah, 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 but you got everybody coming through there, and they're not all South American people. You know? So you got a bunch of people flooding the Border Patrol, coming through Texas, and the Governor Abbott's like, I'm not going to have it. So do you think it's right for that to happen? Wow. They gave $61 billion to Ukraine and Israel. Like, come on, man. Wake up. These people in the office waving their Ukraine flag around like it's good. What about we the people? Like, back in the days, you were able to go to the White House and actually talk to the president. I know you can't do that no more because of danger or whatever. Back in the day, you were able to go to Congress and talk to them and go into the... Yeah, and put your opinion. Now you can't even do that. And tell me why they get $200,000 when they retire, when the man that works at a factory for 40 years, 30 years, gets a small little pension with no insurance, and he has to figure it out. See how this country is ass backwards? Ass backwards. How is that possible? Sorry if I'm ranting. It's been building up, and this just... broke the straw on this camel's back. Or the back. Was it the straw? Right? On the camel's back. Or it broke the back. Whatever it is. But I mean, come on, man. People in Congress, are you freaking serious? You give all that money. I had to pay taxes, by the way. And the next day, they give that, they fund it. And now they're banning TikTok. I happen to use TikTok. I have a hip-hop platform on there. You want to ban TikTok, right? That they want to sign the bill. Biden, you have an account in TikTok. How are you saying, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm banning it? When you have Facebook, you have Instagram, that they have people overseas watching that. You're saying that it's data? Come on, man. People are getting fed up, and right now it's going to be something's going to happen. It's going to be a rebellion. And if the way things are going, it's not going into the better. I pray that the truth comes out on everything being hidden by the American people. Government, black secret stuff, you know, top secret stuff. Billions of dollars not accounted for. The Federal Reserve, we don't know what they do. You know, like all this stuff that just adds up. And you print imaginary money and send it over to Ukraine and Israel. And I pray for those people over there. I know they're at war. And war is not pretty, but enough is enough. And you keep showing Trump about court, about, see, that's a distraction. I'm an independent. I'm not voting for neither one of them. I'm an independent. I wouldn't have wanted to go for Robert F. Kennedy, but he looks like to me he's not gonna, if you're not Democrat or Republican, you're not gonna win. There hasn't been an independent that's ever even came close to it, and that's a travesty, right? But they want to put this old man to run for president again. Like, why? You have other candidates that can run and actually say a whole speech. He was already in office. What did he do when he was with Obama? He's coming back again, right? So they want to keep, and it's just a mess, big time mess. They don't talk about him being, you know, stealing other people's speeches when he was running. They don't talk about that. He's stealing other people's speeches and trying to run. If they got him in there, they can control him, right? So going back to Garcia, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And thank you for listening to the Dry Podcast. I know I have been saying about my guests. I have to go back and edit it. And I will be releasing it this month. So don't. I know y'all been waiting. I'll be releasing it this month. Y'all take care. Peace. And we'll recap the fight on Monday. Peace. Attention business owners. At Ready, Set, Go Solutions, we help you understand your electricity bill. Have you looked at it yet? Are you under contract? Are you month to month? We can answer all your questions just by looking at your bill. Reach out to us at ReadySetGoSolutionsTX@gmail.com. That's ReadySetGoSolutionsTX@gmail.com. Or visit our website, www.ReadySetGoSolutions.com. That's www.ReadySetGoSolutions.com. Hope to hear from you soon.